I ran up to the boat, and the man who'd pulled the speedboat in wouldn't let me get to it, and I screamed at him, "It's my husband," and he looked me in the eyes and he said, go on then. And I could see Ian was laid back in the boat, his arms out, and he was conscious, and he looked up at me, and I looked up at him, and I could see a mixture in his eyes of fear and of a realisation, relief that he'd seen me, that I was there. And I reached out my hand and I held his face. I grabbed hold of his face and I got his hand and held it to my chest. And I said to him, "You're going to be all right. We're going to look after you. We're going to sort you out." And I think I told him I loved him very much. And I hope I did. And a man dragged me away then. They were very kind, the men. They both picked me up. I don't remember my legs touching the floor, and they dragged me away, and I was very, very distressed. And then they took him out of the boat, and they brought him somewhere higher up onto the beach. And